We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey there, hi there, ho there. It's the 98.5 KTK Morning Show Recap for Thursday, May 28th.
M-I-C-K-T-K.
That's it there. We found out that fewer people are planning a vacation this year. Surprise.
This is sad. Like, only half the people go on vacation anyway, and now half of them aren't going to go on vacation. So about 26% of Americans are going to go away this summer. Now, 36 million have lost jobs, probably close to 40 million.
That might be a good reason.
Yeah, I imagine it's easier to stay home right now.
Well, that too. And, you know, with the whole pandemic and stay home orders and people still kind of, you know, putting their toe in the water to see if everything's okay before you venture out, it's probably not a good idea to make plans. In fact, you can't, like, you know, at the major theme parks.
That's right.
You know, Universal's opening up the first part of June, Disney opening up first part of July. And even then, it's going to be kind of limited capacity. So,
you know, you have to make reservations now, I understand.
Yeah, at least for the Disney. I don't know for the Universal one, but, you
know. Since they've been doing this this study, this is the lowest amount of Americans planning to go away ever since they've been doing the study. It's never been below 30. Now it's 26%. Wow, that is sad.
Yeah, it's sad. So hopefully things will perk up between now and the end of summer. We found out that if you're trying to give your child a robust palate of food, you need to do it before the age of four, because that's kind of where our taste buds lock in.
It's interesting because you're learning this right now. You have two toddlers.
I have two toddlers. And
you're trying to, you know, figure out, you're the chef. You're trying to figure out, what will these kids eat? But yet I want them to be healthy and I want them to try all kinds of things. But they're both younger than four. So this is the prime opportunity for you.
It is. So this is actually a research that looked at kids age 4 to 6 years old.
Right.
8 and 9 year olds over a 4 year period.
Okay, so two ranges of kids over 4 years. All right.
Yeah, they found the best time to try to expand a child's food preference is when they're in their toddler years, but any attempts after four will likely fail. Really? Very interesting on this one here, because the logic would indicate, all right, I'm going to make my toddler try and eat anything, everything as possible. That actually will backfire.
It shuts them down.
They said the pickiest eaters tend to be those under the most pressure to eat more foods, which often result in them having a restricted diet.
I mean, that's just the, you know, at least take one bite, try it. You can't leave the table till you eat that. You know, all the things that never worked, I'm sure.
Well, and to me, my research and success has been that, you know, you lead by example. I personally don't like broccoli, but I know it's healthy. So I'll even put it in my mouth and act like I'm chewing it, and just to show them that I'm eating it. So I guess I'm doing a little lie to them.
Do you actually swallow it, or do you spit it out?
I will get up and go to the bathroom.
Come on. You know the kids know.
I think
they're going to know. Come on.
I'm sure they are, but you know, I'm tricking myself, okay?
I know you. When you eat broccoli, you go to the bathroom and throw and spit it out. That's what I learned from my dad.
Yeah, that's true. That's how you eat broccoli. So now there are three specific HBO pay apps for television.
They just added a third. All right.
Yeah, you got, you got the HBO Go and HBO Now that have been out for a while. Yeah.
Now, HBO Now is, if you have no other HBO service, like on cable or on satellite, you can pay $15 a month and see the HBO programming. If you have already on your satellite dish or your cable, you're already paying for HBO, you can use HBO Go. And that way, internet streaming of HBO products will be all over any devices that you've got. But now there's, what's the third one?
HBO Max.
Max. Now, what is it? What's the difference?
Here's the difference. I think they're just using the HBO name to give them some street cred. But HBO is owned by Warner Media. Mm-hmm. And Warner Media the Warner Brothers label, they have a lot of products that they want to put out onto the internet. So they're using the HBO Max platform. So besides getting all the HBO catalog items like Game of Thrones, Deadwood, Arliss, Curb Your Enthusiasm, all that stuff, you'll actually be able to get Friends, because that was produced by Warner Brothers. They're moving it from Netflix over to their platform. And then, of course, all the Looney Tunes.
Oh, really? That is Warner Brothers, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, though. It's $15 a month for HBO Max. And so the big question is, if I have HBO Go and HBO Now, should I get HBO, cancel those and get HBO Max? The answer is no and yes. If you have HBO Go and HBO Now, you can just use those login credentials to get into HBO Max.
So, so they won't charge anything.
For now, they might change it up later on. So I would my suggestion is, if you have HBO Go, you don't need to, just use your login. But if you have the standalone HBO Now, since it's the same pricing, you're going to get the exact same stuff on as HBO. You might as well go with the HBO Max, right?
Okay. But if you've got Roku and Amazon streamers, you're going to have to wait. Their app isn't ready. But right now, I've got Apple TV, and I know that Google Chromecast. Also, you can download the HBO Max right now. I'm going to probably do that after the show.
Yeah, give it a shot.
I want free, man. I want more, okay?
Hey, while you're downloading that app, check this one out here. We do a lot of grilling outdoors, especially this time of the year.
Sure do.
And a few years ago, like, a report came out talking about searing meat or cooking meats at high temperatures actually is unhealthy. It releases chemicals that are known to be known carcinogens, which could cause cancer.
And that comes from the juices that drip from the meat onto the flames of the embers, and then the smoky, nasty stuff wafts up and coats the surface of your food, and some of it is carcinogenic. But you found a workaround. What is it, Chris?
Found a workaround. We found dark beer, like your stouts, actually will make that those carcinogens less abundant on your meats.
I think that is really cool, because I tried a light beer, two couple kinds of light beer, and the darker beer. The darker beer outperformed at least three times what the lighter beer did, and it keeps those nasty, smoky chemicals from coating the surface of your food. That's pretty cool, because I've been putting it in the Chef the whole time. And you say also the beer, wine, tea, and even rosemary marinades can reduce carcinogens, because rosemary with meat is delicious.
Yes, it does work. It just does not work as effectively
as
dark beer. And they really don't know why. They tend to think maybe some sort of antioxidant inside the darker beer is doing this. But the American Institute for Cancer Research already recommends marinating meat for at least 30 minutes to limit those PAHs.
Oh, okay.
So you need to marinate it for at least 30 minutes. And they also suggest grilling fish and poultry more often than red meat, because red meat tends to have more of the fatty juices that causes
it's really the fat that comes off the meat that causes those chemicals.
I know. And that's the tasty part.
But, the good part.
It's like bacon. Gosh darn
it. Are you going to eat your fat?
Spalding. We talked about your shower products that actually could be damaging your pipes. And
can you believe if you brush your teeth in the shower, you might be damaging your pipes?
Yeah.
Who knew, huh?
Who actually knew this? And it's because of the diameter of the pipe, because when you do it in your sink, it's smaller, and therefore the water that's swooshing down can actually get the toothpaste out. But what happens?
Yeah, it's faster. Yeah, it's faster.
What happens is the toothpaste hardens once it's dry, and that, of course, in your pipe is going to cause things to clog up, and that's the problem. So,
and I never thought about the shampoos and the things that have oil in them. You know, what do they call it, moisturizing stuff?
Yep.
Well, you don't pour oil down your kitchen sink if you fried something, so what's the difference? I never thought about that. It's the same thing. That's going to clog up your shower drain.
Yeah, so if you're using any sort of like a bath bomb or some sort of shampoo or conditioner, and if it's got cocoa oil or something in it, you might want to swap it out every once in a while just for the health of your pipes. And then what I thought I was doing was a good thing is that I would take the generic version of Liquid Plumber or Drano, and I would, like once a month, go into the bathroom and pour it down the sink just as a preventative.
Yeah, preemptive.
You come to find out that is doing more harm than good because they're so harsh. Even bleach can be so harsh on these plastic pipes that it can destroy them. So they say that if you do want to kind of do what I was doing, or instead of using the chemical ones, try to get one of the more that are made of enzymes. They're called enzyme drain cleaners.
Really?
Like BioFresh, Green Gobbler, those are a couple of the names. But they actually use bacteria that eat the fats and the oils.
Okay. Much better.
So it's a little better for the pipes and a lot better for the environment.
All right.
And then finally, we learned we miss baseball. As much as we joke about how slow the game is, let's be honest. It's not summer without baseball, and hopefully, fingers crossed, by mid-July, they're going to pick up an abbreviated season. So what's the next best thing, Storm?
Let's go rent an entire baseball stadium. What do you say? And it's here in the state of Florida, folks.
Yeah, it's just a short drive up to the Panhandle. The Pensacola Blue Wahoos minor league baseball team has a beautiful stadium there on Pensacola Bay. And they are actually listing their renovated stadium on Airbnb. You can a total of 10 people,
right,
can book the stadium and indulge in all your baseball fantasies of being a pro player or find other creative uses for the field. You'll have full access to the newly renovated and fully furnished clubhouse, which, by the way, contains a bedroom with 10 beds.
How about that?
So you can sleep it off if you have a bad day game. You'll have access to the batting cage. You'll have access to the field itself.
Mm-hmm.
All for the price of $1,500 per night.
That's not bad. $150 a person. And can you use the? I hope they turn the lights on.
Yeah, that would be cool, huh? Or the scoreboard or the announcement. I'm sure you can use all of that. But just like you said, Storm, for $150 a night, maybe not a bad thing to do with some of your friends.
Yeah. And, you know, with only 10 people, that is CDC guidelines for the gathering of crowds.
Yeah. So it's up on Airbnb, and they are filling up quickly, so you need to get on the ball.
That's the show.
There it is, Thursday, May 28th. Ta-da. Of course, we're live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 at 98.5 KTK and on the radio.com app.
Wear the mask. We're doing it. You do it, too. And remember, the sun is always shining. We'll see you tomorrow.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.